Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You hear that school bell? Go get your school book. Well, for this Bible school, of course, the school book is the Bible. And I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 4. I'm going to read some portions from Matthew 4, but then I'm going to concentrate on what is written in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Those wondrous words that came from Jesus when he was sitting on the mountain, the Sermon on the Mount. I'll read them with a little comment as I go through, but mostly at this time, I want us to just imagine we're on that hillside absorbing these beautiful teachings and these words of Christ as he preaches. Oh, it would have been a joy to have been there. So get your Bibles and turn first to Matthew 4, and then we'll look at 5, 6, and 7. And as you do so, I will remind you, the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola, at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, if you will, follow with me the developments leading up to the Sermon on the Mount. It's in Matthew chapter 4 that we read where Jesus was led up into the wilderness and he was tempted and he overcame all those temptations. And then we read in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 12. Now when he heard that John was delivered up, he withdrew to Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt at Capernaum, which is by the sea, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken through Isaiah the prophet, saying, "The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali toward the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people that sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them that sat in the region of the shadow of death, to them did light spring up." That light we're reading about here in Matthew chapter 4 is the light of the gospel that Jesus is revealing to them. It is the Sermon on the Mount and what it tells us of what was then the approaching kingdom of God. Notice what it says in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 17. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And then going down to Matthew 4 and verse 23, we read, "Jesus went about in all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of diseases and all manner of sicknesses among the people. And the report of him went forth into all Syria, and they brought unto him all that were sick, holden with divers diseases and torments, possessed with demons, and epileptic, and palsied, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes from Galilee, and Decapolis, and Jerusalem, and Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he had sat down, his disciples came unto him." Now those last words I read were the opening words of Matthew chapter 5. And so we see how this develops. Jesus is doing these miracles to confirm that he is a teacher come from God. And he's preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He's preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And now we're going to see what it was exactly that he was preaching. I think it's interesting in Matthew 5 and verse 2 where it says, "He opened his mouth and taught them, saying." You know, you do open your mouth when you talk, but this would particularly mean that Jesus is opening his mouth so his words could come forth with such volume and clarity that all those multitudes gathered around him could hear him as he speaks from this high hill in this mount. And this is what Jesus says. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are they that have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall reproach you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets that were before you. We see here that Jesus is preaching the gospel of the kingdom. He says as much when he opens his mouth and says, blessed are the poor, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And as he brings these beatitudes to a close, saying, blessed are they that have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And Jesus is teaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Those blessings are soon to come on those who would become his disciples. Now Jesus continues in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 13. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt hath lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing to be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hid, neither do men light a lamp and put it under the bushel, but on the stand, and it shineth unto all that are in the house. Even so let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father who is in heaven. When Jesus is saying, ye are the salt of the earth, and ye are the light of the world, he is talking specifically to those Jews that had gathered to him. They had been scattered throughout all the world, and like salt, they should be seasoning the world and preparing the world to receive the gospel of the kingdom. And they should be as a light. So many times, the behavior of the Jews was like salt that had lost its savor, and they would be cast out, and that would be tragic indeed. And their light would be like it was hid under a bushel, not because so much that they were ashamed of it, but they would hide it under a bushel of sins that they were committing, and it would dull their light. You know, if it would dull the light of the Jews in that day, and if their salt could lose its savor by their behavior in that day, how much more those of us today who profess to be in the kingdom of God now, can we lose our light and can we lose our savor if we do not live up to the words that Jesus taught and to the things that we are to teach when we teach his doctrine? Now Jesus continues in Matthew 5 and verse 17. Think not that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I came not to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass away from the law, till all things be accomplished. Whoso therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, the same shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. Three times in that section, Jesus mentions again the kingdom of the heaven, emphasizing again that's what he is talking about. And he did not come to destroy the law and the prophets. He did not come to undermine them or to do as some people would do, said, oh, they're just the writings of men and they're not the words of God. Oh, no. Jesus would not destroy them. Rather, he would vindicate them because he would fulfill them. And in fulfilling them, it would show that they were true prophets prophesying of him, and that he was that prophet of whom they spake. And also, in fulfilling the law and the prophets, he would accomplish the purpose for which they were given. And when it came time for him to die, the authority of the law and the prophets would die with him. And he would then rise from the dead to make a new covenant with man, not just with the house of Israel, but for all of the world. And so all of these things are going to be accomplished. And when he said, if any man break the least of these commandments, he's not talking about breaking the commandments of the old covenant, because that old covenant would not be in force. The covenant that they were not to break would be the new covenant in the kingdom. Listen, he's talking about the things in the Sermon on the Mount. Listen, whosoever therefore shall break one of these commandments shall teach men so, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. And so these commandments that Jesus is going to give us in the Sermon on the Mount are going to be commandments for those that are in his kingdom that is to come. And when he says in verse 20, I say unto you, this is Matthew 5 in verse 20, except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall no wise enter into the kingdom of heaven. You remember those scribes and Pharisees, how they were always so particular about keeping the lesser matters of the law. Is he saying you're to be more particular than that? Oh, no, that's not what he's teaching. He is teaching that there would be a greater righteousness. The new covenant would be a greater covenant. And the righteousness of those living under the new covenant would necessarily then exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees under the old covenant. And then Jesus spoke with such authority. Listen how he says in Matthew 5:21, you've heard that it was said to them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that everyone who is angry with his brother shall be in danger of the judgment. Did you hear the authority? When he said, you've heard that it had been said by them of old time. Now, some of these things were written in the law. Sometimes they were not. But they had received even the law as traditions being passed down to them from their elders, and were often unable to make distinguish between the commandments of God and the traditions of man. That's why Jesus didn't say, it is written, thou shalt not kill, but rather you've heard it said by them of old time, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But hear his authority. I say unto you, Jesus is speaking as though he is to be the king of this kingdom that would come. And indeed he would be that king. And all through the Sermon on the Mount, now we're going to see where he says, you've heard that it hath been said, but I say unto you. And at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, we're going to see their reaction. They were astonished for he taught them as one having authority.